Australia's chief science and research agency has conceded it suffers from a policy gap when it comes to its relationships with industry groups, and it's now conducting a review to address it. The CSIRO's decision to pay a $10,000 membership fee to the logging industry lobby group has attracted the scrutiny of the Commonwealth Ombudsman after complaints from environmentalists. Appearing before a Senate Estimates Committee in Canberra this morning, the CSIRO revealed it also pays thousands of dollars to be a member of the mining industry lobby group. But the CSIRO's chief executive has hit back at claims that its credibility as an independent research organisation is compromised by its links to industry lobby groups. Simon Lauder reports.
Sitting before the Senate Economics Legislation Committee this morning, the chief executive of the CSIRO, Dr. Megan Clark, was keen to draw attention to the industrial exploits of the CSIRO.
The I in CSIRO is a fundamental element of our strategy, and it's a core focus of what we do.
But concerns about the CSIRO's networking exploits took up much of the questioning time. The Commonwealth Ombudsman has been investigating the CSIRO's membership of the Australian Forest Products Association after a complaint that it compromises the CSIRO's scientific integrity. The CSIRO paid about $10,000 to join the forest industry lobby group. Under questioning from the Green Senator Lee Rhiannon, the CSIRO's Deputy Chief Executive Mike Whelan revealed the CSIRO is paying a similar amount to be represented by the Minerals Council of Australia.
My understanding, Senator, is that the membership fee is approximately $10,000.
The CSIRO says it can justify its membership of industry lobby groups because of the networking benefits the memberships bring. The CSIRO's Chief Executive, Dr. Megan Clark, says the public perception is something the CSIRO also considers.
Our membership does not endorse all the views of that organisation. We join some of those organisations for the benefit that we have in connecting with the industry players and the members, our investment in the mineral sector and through our flagship represents the largest investment in minerals research in the world. And we actively work with many of the members.
But can you appreciate that it may worry the public and undermine the perception of the objectivity of the CSIRO that your organisation is seen to be supporting a lobby group? How can you really argue that you're distancing yourself from these arguments when it's such a substantial part of their work, of the work of the organisation?
Yes, I can, Senator, I appreciate it.
But public perception has proved no barrier to the CSIRO's membership of the Australian Forest Products Association. In preliminary findings on that case, the Commonwealth Ombudsman has noted that the CSIRO has a judgment call to make when it comes to the potential for reputational damage. Mike Whelan told Senate Estimates this morning he doesn't believe joining lobby groups damages the CSIRO.
Well, Senator, I don't accept that CSIRO's good name is being damaged. CSIRO's held in high regard by the Australian community.
The CSIRO keeps a central register of interest groups it's represented on, but only if the CSIRO has equity or governance obligations in the association. The CSIRO operates under the Public Research Agency Charter, which states that the CSIRO should not advocate, defend, or publicly debate the merits of government or opposition policies. But there's not much guidance for CSIRO directors when it comes to filling out membership forms for interest groups. Mr. Whelan says the CSIRO is now conducting a review of policy on membership and sponsorship.
We'd identified a potential gap around memberships and sponsorships policy, and we'd commenced reviewing our framework for that prior to that complaint.
And when you say gap, do you mean a gap in public perception or a gap in policy?
A gap in policy, Senator.
The review is due to be finished by September. Mr. Whelan says it won't necessarily result in any policy changes.
Simon Lauder reporting.